For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Relationship with the congregation. In both the Old and New Testaments, the word translated pastor offers a picture of the relationship that God intended to exist between those of us who serve the church in ministerial roles and those in the congregation. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word translated pastor is ra'ah and refers to one who tends a flock. The word translated pastors in Ephesians 4:11 comes from the Greek word poimen and is a metaphor denoting a shepherd. This is an appropriate image, for Christ identified himself as the good shepherd and gave us a perfect example of one who is entrusted with the care of the flock of God. The Apostle Peter used a shepherd metaphor when he wrote to the elders of the early church, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Those early church elders who read Peter's words were well acquainted with the role of shepherds. They would have clearly grasped the picture of leaders of the church serving as under-shepherds who conscientiously and gently care for the people of God under the watchful eye of the Good Shepherd. Various passages in Scripture give us insight into the responsibilities of those who lead the flock of God. The prophet Ezekiel addressed the shepherds of Israel and proclaimed, "Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them." Clearly, the assumption was that a faithful shepherd would provide nourishment for the sheep, strengthen those who were feeble, tend to the injuries of those who were hurt, bring back those who had been driven away, and seek those who were lost. The Apostle Paul's final words to the elders of the church at Ephesus also refer to feeding, or nourishing, as one of the responsibilities of those who lead the flock of God. He said, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Other references to shepherds throughout Scripture help us to understand that, in our role as spiritual shepherds, we must be prepared to defend the flock from attack, to guide and give direction, and to know the individual sheep well. Jesus' description of himself as the good shepherd offers a beautiful picture of the attitude we need to have toward those who make up our congregations. He exemplifies the love we should have by stating that the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. As shepherds of the flock, we should be approachable, responsive, gentle, and genuinely filled with concern and compassion. Our relationship with the congregation should be based on truth and trust rather than power. Our attitude should be that of humility and a desire to serve. For Jesus said, "He that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve." The body of Christ that makes up our congregations is a work in progress. In any given church, we have spiritual infants, veterans, and those in between. At times, the responsibilities of caring for our congregations can be challenging. Paul faced many challenges as he worked with those in the early church, including being in perils among false brethren and having responsibility for the care of all the churches. Yet he could say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He wrote to the believers at Corinth, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. He had learned the secret of relying upon God, and we must do likewise. When we fulfill the responsibilities outlined in God's Word toward the people in our congregations in a loving, conscientious, and faithful manner, we will be building the type of relationship God expects between His under-shepherds and the flock of God that we have been entrusted with. In Jeremiah 3:15, God gave a wonderful prophecy, "And I will give you pastures according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." May we endeavor, by the help and grace of God, to be ministers of the gospel according to the heart of God Himself, and dedicate ourselves to building a relationship with the flock of God that is rooted in humility and love. Counsel for ministers. There will be times in our ministry when conflict occurs between us and a congregation member. It is important to look beyond the occurrence itself and respond in a godly manner, which may include the need to ask for or extend forgiveness. We cannot afford to yield to self-pity or to harbor any feeling of resentment, ill will, or defensiveness. We must guard against responding to conflict in a petty or destructive manner. Instead, we should set an example of grace and mercy, remembering our challenge to be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot, and blameless. One part of our responsibility as ministers, and an aspect that is especially important if we are pastors, is to be sure that we follow the biblical admonition to be given to hospitality. While the pastor should not be expected to assume the total responsibility of gracious reaching out in Christian love, it is an area where he or she should set an example whenever possible. While our homes must be a place of refuge and restoration, this does not preclude us from needing to extend ourselves in this manner from time to time as well. Balance is key, but we want to keep in mind that when we invite congregation members and visitors into our homes, our hospitality may well be an opening a door of unity and fellowship that allows us to minister to them even more effectively in the days ahead. As ministers, we must be careful not to deal with situations that should be handled by the pastor, unless he has assigned the matter to us. If a church member comes to us with a concern, we should direct that one to the pastor, as he is in the best position to know the circumstances and personalities involved in situations that arise. When an assisting minister continually showers public and private support for the pastor, this not only assists in cultivating a healthy relationship between the pastor and the congregation, but also between the assisting minister and the congregation.